Amen.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get 'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Y'all tell the people that.
Well, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome, 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 everyone, to God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio, Thursday night edition. Hallelujah. We're so glad to see all of you here with us tonight, and we are so happy about our guest speaker on tonight. Amen. But first, let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we bless you, we thank you, we adore you, we magnify you. Hallelujah. You are the Holy One. You are the Glorious One. You are the True and Living One. You are the one who sees and knows everything that's going on. Hallelujah. And yet, hallelujah. And yet, you can look at it and know that by your spirit, all is well. Hallelujah. And so we thank you, Lord God. We thank you that, yes, you do see all and you do know all. And we give you praise and glory. We continue to dedicate this broadcast to you right now in the name of Jesus. We don't take it for granted that what your word says, that if two or more gather together in your name, there you are in the midst. Thank you for being in the midst tonight, Lord God. Thank you for moving by your spirit and doing as only you can do. And we give you praise and glory for it. Now we lift up our speaker to you tonight, Lord God. Pray over him. So many things are going on, have gone on in his day and are still going on. We thank you, Lord God, for peace in him right now, peace all around and about him, peace even in his family, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for showing yourself strong on his behalf in every circumstance, in every situation, and then doing exceeding abundantly above all that he could ask, think, or even imagine. We give you praise for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, this month, you were with us last week. We started with our Wise Fathers Month. And so this week we do have a guest. We have a guest speaker this month on our Wise Fathers Month. Hallelujah. Last week we spent some time and we talked about our Heavenly Father and our Earthly Father. Glory to God. And so now we're going to listen to him as he speaks. But before he comes on, I wanted to just say a scripture and then just share something that happened today and ask you guys to be in prayer about this as well. First of all, I'm doing a couple of things at the same time, but the scripture 20 and verse 12, Exodus 20 verse 12 says, honor your father and your mother. Hallelujah. So that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. And that, excuse me, that's a loaded, a very loaded scripture there, to honor your father and your mother. And what I found over these years is that whether your mother and father, right, wrong, indifferent, or whatever, God still wants you to honor them. Hallelujah. And the only way that we can truly honor our father and our mother is by the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Even if they're really, really good, the only way we can honor them is by the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the more I live, the more I learn that, you know, it's him who helps us to honor our father and our mother. And this, all of this has to do with honoring him, because how can we truly honor him whom we can't see unless we can honor those that we can see? Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We went yay deep. Didn't know we were going there, but that was a good thing. Amen. And then I want to share something real quick before we ask our guest, and I go ahead and really introduce him. Something happened today. I was out and about today, and when I got home, and most of you know that I live in a senior apartment building, a high-rise senior apartment building, and I'm walking in the door, and you know, I don't see the doorman who's usually there. And I walk through the door, and things are looking kind of weird. And, you know, some people were sitting around, and I saw the doorman holding a guy up on the chair, on this chair in the hall, in the foyer. And the chair is kind of a tall chair. And so this guy, and I knew the guy, he's another doorman that usually works in the middle of the night. And so he was there kind of leaning on the chair, slumped over. His eyes were closed, and drool was coming out of his mouth. There was a puddle of water on the floor, whether that was water or whatever that was on the floor, was, you know, by him. And later on, I found out that the man, his name is Lawrence, had passed out. I guess shortly before I came in, he had passed out. And so the doorman, Mr. Johnson, had kind of picked him up and leaned him against the chair, and they had called the paramedics. They were waiting on the paramedics to come. And so, you know, I know him. I know Lawrence. And, I mean, to see him looking like that, just slumped over and drooling and everything. And so, I mean, the Lord just touched my heart. I just went over behind him, put my hand on his head, and just began to pray over him. And then, I mean, I went up in the spirit. I'm praying in tongues. And, you know, I was like, and the Lord was just telling me, you know, what to do. And, you know, his eyes were closed and everything. And the Lord was saying, tell him to open up his eyes, open up his eyes. And so I said, you know, Lawrence, open up your eyes. And he opened up his eyes. I said, okay. And he stopped drooling. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So now everybody out there thought, or most of the people thought, that his blood sugar was low because he had been diagnosed with diabetes. And, you know, at first I was looking for something to give to him, and somebody was like, you know, I got some sugar here. Let me give him some sugar. And I just, you know, I ignored what I was thinking and what they were thinking. I just kept praying in the spirit. And as I was praying in the spirit, he started shaking his head like he understood the word in the spirit. He was like, like that. And I was like, oh, well, praise God. You're talking to him, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, you know, that went on for a few moments, and the paramedics came, and, you know, they checked him to see what his blood sugar was, and it wasn't low at all. It wasn't high. It was, you know, like, if you know, blood sugar was like 137, and so that was, you know, that was not bad at all. And so, you know, the paramedics were working on him, and people were around. And so I just, I went on upstairs after that. But what I wanted to say is this, you know, join us in prayer for Lawrence. You know, I don't know what was going on with him. Definitely was not his blood sugar running low. It could have been, I don't know what it was, but I know that God touched him while he was there. Because he was definitely more conscious during the prayer than he was when I first came in the door. So just for a moment, join me as we pray. Join in. Let's join together and pray for Lawrence. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just lift up Lawrence to you right now. Thank you, Lord God, that wherever he is, I believe he's in the hospital, that you will touch him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. Lord God, we spoke life over him. We kept, you had us to keep speaking life, life, life. So we thank you, Lord God, that life is in him in the name of Jesus, that he will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord in the name of Jesus, and that every cell, organ, and tissue of his body will function in the perfection that you created it to function in the name of Jesus. There'll be no malfunctions in his body. And we thank you and we praise you We bless your holy name for his complete healing, health, and wholeness. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Thank you all. And, you know, as we hear what's going on with Lauren, we will let you all know. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, let's go on to our wise father. Hallelujah. He's just waiting. This wise father tonight, I have known him all his life. Amen. He's my nephew. Amen. And you know my sister, Pastor Price, who's with us tonight and is usually with us. This is her one of her sons. Amen. And, you know, I've seen him grow up over the years. I don't want to say I changed his diaper, but I did. That wasn't a good thing to say, right, Pastor Don? And I remember babysitting him when he was little, and now to see him as a grown man, you know, married and with children, is just a beautiful thing to see. And, you know, a man of God, hallelujah. And, you know, it's wonderful when you see them grow up, and it seems like they just grow up so fast. So with further ado, we want to introduce to some and present to all Pastor Don Anthony. Welcome, Pastor Don.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
I know. I could have skipped that part about the diaper, right?
Oh, no. That's a reality. I mean, it's a reality. I wouldn't want to have my diaper changed by any other person. So, you know, you did it. All good.
It's all good.
I hope it wasn't too bad back then. You know, I don't remember that, but okay.
You don't remember, and I don't remember either.
No, it's okay. You know, it's a part of history. You know, it's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, tell us. Let's start off tonight with your favorite scripture or a scripture that the Lord has laid on your heart recently.
All right, so I don't want to get in trouble with by the ladies in my family, the strong, spirit-filled, God-loving, Bible-carrying, Bible-throwing women in my family and rebuking women in my family. Yeah, you know, I give an honor to God and my grandma, Pastor Mom, my mother, Helen Price, my aunt, Aunt Kat, my aunt, Aunt Barbara, my sisters, Joy and Amber. I am so appreciative to be able to have this opportunity to be on this platform and be able to grow right before everyone's eyes because, you know, I'm not necessarily the kind of person that wants to, you know, speak out and, you know, not publicly, you know, maybe in a family setting, but this is an opportunity for me to do something different. So here I am. And so I appreciate this opportunity. Now, as far as my favorite scripture, it's kind of tough to say because there are so many scriptures that are even now leading and guiding the direction of my life right now. But I will go with the scripture of Matthew 6:33. And that's a life scripture. So, you know, that's always the default scripture for me because it does mean a whole lot. You know, it says a whole lot, you know, even when it reads, seek first the kingdom, of God above all else. That just that part right there says a lot as to how we are supposed to live our lives, and then and live righteously, and He will give you everything you need. So, you know, that part, I mean, you can dissect that whole passage right there, just 33 alone. You could dissect that with everyday life, how you live life, how we live life, you know.
Yeah.
You know. You know, the things that we seek after, if it's not God-led and God-driven, then it's not going to happen. It's not going to work. You know, so that's my favorite life scripture.
Amen. That's a good one. That's a good one. Well, thank you. Thank you. Seek ye first. Hallelujah. Amen. He already set the priority in the word. Amen.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Well, thank you. I like that. So tell us what, tell us about your salvation experience. What happened? How'd you get saved?
All right. So first I have to go back a little bit, Apostle. Listen, I am media trained. You know, we don't have long-winded answers to the question. So, you know, I want to get straight to the point. You know, that's the media side of me. So if I pause, it's not because I'm doing something. It's because I'm letting the host be the host and not trying to overrun this program.
Okay.
So, but, you know, my salvation, it's funny because me and my mother had a conversation about the where and the when. And, you know, I'm 53, God's will, next Tuesday I'll be 54. So it becomes a question of when and where. Now, me and my mom were speaking of when. I'm thinking Century Christian Center when I was 12 or 13, but then I remember speaking in tongues for the first time in my room in the village when I was around 10-ish, 15-ish. So I'm gonna go to the default and say when I was 12, and because I was around the Word of God by way of my parents and my aunts and my grandmother for so long, it was just natural to be able to transition as a young man. I was in church all the time. I mean, you know, by vacation Bible school, Sunday school, church in the morning, church in the evening, Bible study. So it wasn't something as a young child that was super difficult as it relates to that experience. It felt like a weight lifted off of me when I did get saved. So,
amen. So, but you, now you said you were at the Century Christian Center.
Yes.
Do you remember they have you to come up and pray the prayer? Or
yeah. I remember Pastor Robinson, who I can't, you know, this is kind of hard because I don't want to say he was like my favorite preacher or pastor, but at that time I thought he was so cool. He had the salt and pepper hair, and he said my full name so cool, you know. It was like he had an altar call. And I, you know, this is going to be kind of long, but I will tell you, not really, but I remember when he had an altar call, and I don't know if my mother remembers this, But I remember going up for an altar call, and I was young. I do remember this, and I fell asleep at the altar, on the steps of where the altar, you know, the pulpit and everything was. And all I could hear, everybody else had went back to their seats, but all I could hear, because I guess in my young mind, I didn't think of this, but now that I'm older, I guess people thought that I was still praying, but I had fell asleep at the altar. And I heard Pastor Robinson call my name. He said, Donovan, you can get up now. And I woke up and I went back to the seat, you know. And it was cool because my mom sat, I'm thinking two is the first pew and the second pew. So what, I didn't have to walk far. And so, you know, that was kind of funny to me. But then as I got a little older, I walked up. I can remember walking up for an altar call to receive Christ. So, but that was a pretty funny. I've never told that story to anybody. So, you know, I haven't even mentioned it to my own mother and sisters. So I know that they probably going to get me, you know, tease me for that. But I remember that part.
All right. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe you went to sleep. Maybe you went out in the spirit. I don't know.
Well, you know, I had a lot of I will say this, too, because it came back to me. I did have a few experiences at the altar. And I remember this one time, and I know my mother, if this will probably bring back to my mom's remembrance, when I told her when they did an altar call, I stood there, and I saw a wheel in the middle of a wheel.
Mm.
And it was just clear. It was clear as day. I saw the wheel in the middle of the wheel. And I can't remember, what that meant, but it meant something. And I knew it was God, like, saying something to me. So I've had a few experiences at the altar at Century Christian Center. So that was, you can tell I had some good experiences there. So,
amen. And you know what? Now that you say about the wheel in the middle of the wheel, I can, I can kind of remember us talking about that. You know, that was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago. And it was so clear. It was like people thought, you know, I would think nowadays people would think, oh, is this boy on Ritalin or is he high or something like that? Somebody see a wheel in the middle of the wheel? But no, it was God, like, really saying something to me. So, you know.
Amen. Yeah, and I can recall that, you know, even back then, I don't even think you had known that was in the Bible.
No, I didn't.
The wheel of the wheel.
I didn't. I really didn't. And it was just a great experience that God does speak to you. He does show you things.
Amen.
So, yeah.
And he does show up. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah.
Now, you were saying that you recall speaking in tongues when you were 14 years old?
Yeah,
so,
it was 14, 15, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna jump to that, and then I'll come back to your water baptism. So you speaking in tongues at 14, what happened?
I don't know. To this day, you know, it's something that, you know, speaking in tongues, you know, it's really, you know, truthfully, it's really something amazing to me to hear people's prayer language. And I can't say in my adult life as an adult, I think as, you know, between 15 and maybe 16, I spoke in tongues on a consistent basis, but I always felt like, and even to this day, I still feel like it's like I hear you, or I hear my mom, or I hear some pastors, you know, it just rolls off. It's as if like I know that we are bilingual, you know, not just with the earthly languages, but in the spirit. But it's just something, it sends chills up my spine to hear, because I know that the spirit speaks. And when the spirit speaks, it's something that you have to take serious, and you have to. And so I think as I became older, it was something, and even today it's something that I'm asking God to just work with me on, because and I feel intimidated in a sense of the spirit is so heavy. I mean, the spirit is so real. It's active. I can't even describe how powerful the spirit is, but I know that there is a prayer language that God is continuing to work with me on.
Amen.
So it's something that's very, very, there are a lot of things that I take seriously. My walk, I take seriously. So I don't make jokes about Christ and, you know, do all of that. That's another one that I don't play around with. I don't play around with it. But it's special to me. It's something that's very special.
Okay, so when you were speaking in tongues in your room when you were 14, your prayer language just came out? Or did anyone pray for you, lay hands on you or anything for you to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
I think
Spirit?
My mother, she definitely was with me. I do remember that moment in my bedroom, where she did. You know, she walked me through it. She read the scriptures, and she prayed for me. And you know, like anything, it's a muscle. It's you have to be strong. You have to be consistent. You have to be persistent with the spirit and have communication with the spirit. And so. It didn't just roll off. Trust me. For that situation to make me, I won't say uncomfortable, but I didn't have the utmost confidence in it. You know, but I understand it. I understand the spirit, and I understand what's going on, and I understand the interpretation, and I understand how the Holy Spirit speaks and how God speaks through the Spirit. So I know what's going on, and I'm not, I'm not naive to what's going on. So I do understand it. But no, to answer your question, it didn't just pop up.
Oh, okay, because some
one could only have hoped I would have been like my mother. Like, I think when she got saved, it just her she was speaking in tongues probably before she got saved. So I don't know, but
it just rolls off,
and she has that, you know, that I've seen a lot of people that have that. I won't say vibrato, but she has that grit, that grind, that, you devil, this spirit right here for to crush you, you know, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, you know, so, but I know God is speaking when that happens. God is, you know, the spirit is speaking through, and when I hear all especially on Praying in Tongues Tuesday, when I just sitting and listening, I'll tell you another thing, and then I'll move on from this. I have heard so many over my years. I've heard so many people speaking in other tongues, and things have been said that, quite frankly, scared me. So much so that the person that they were prophesying over, they said, you know, if you don't do this, you know, I hear the Lord say, if you don't do this, or, you know, this is going to happen. And one or two occasions, that happened.
Wow.
I won't try to, you know, I'm working on what I say and how I say, but I'm not going to say what happened, but you can, you know, everybody can use their imagination as to what happened, but, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't, that's the speaking in tongues and the Holy Spirit. I don't play around with God, and I definitely don't play around with the Holy Spirit. No. Speaking in other tongues, no, I don't play around with, don't make fun of it, don't joke about it at all.
Amen. Amen, because some people do. So,
yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And that makes me shudder. Like, really?
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah. What tell us about your water baptism experience when you got baptized in water? What happened?
Well, I can remember avoiding it for a while. I can remember avoiding it for a while. Well, because I'm like this even as an adult. I don't like people putting their hands on me. Even Pastor Robinson, he's my favorite, but I don't like people putting their hands on me, especially putting their hands over my mouth and my nose.
Okay.
And then on top of that, you're going to dunk me backwards. So no, that was not the thing for me. That was not. And then I think God laid it upon my heart to just go ahead. And I had a peace about it. And it's just so funny that I've never really said this to anybody. Why do I have to do this on this program? When I finally got baptized, he dunked me back. Where, you know, he said, you know, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And when he dunked me back, when he brung me up, because it was so fast, I said, do it again. And he was like, no, we can't do it. And I was like, oh, man, you know, this is cool. When I walked out of there, like, in my heart, I was like, this is cool, you know. And so, you know, I kind of lived my life like this. I can see the pattern now that I'm sitting here talking about it. I can see I lived my life in this with this pattern of being afraid, not, you know, being resistant. And then once I finally do something, then I'm like, this wasn't as bad as I thought it was.
Right.
So in that,
right.
You know, so in that case, you know, that was I think so far, if people are listening, my salvation experience, my water baptism, and my praying in tongues experience has not been bad. I don't really have anything too dramatic to say, like, you know, somebody walked up to me and shook me and made me run to the church or anything like that. I think it was a natural progression that I had to get baptized. And I think you said it, but I know that God has, he already knew what the plan was before I even was born. So, yeah, that's a word right now. So he has really blessed me. He's blessed me.
Amen. You make me think about this rapper. His name is Da Truth, D-A, Truth, Da Truth.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot, have you heard of him?
I think I have.
He's a Christian rapper. And some of the words of one of his songs is, the only one I know, is, I ain't got no horror story. I got saved from my youth. I give God all the glory. Amen. That's what
That's
you sound
right.
like. I ain't got no horror story.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to look him up then. So you hear me check him out. But no, I don't, you know, I can't say that I've had the stories that maybe some other people. I mean, I've had things happen. I'm not totally, you know. Hello.
We're still here.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Here we go.
So, yeah, one of my earpieces was malfunctioning. But I'm blessed. I'm just thankful. You know, I needed this to look back on how good God has been to me through my life. So,
amen. Now, I was just talking about a song that I like. I ain't got no horror story. What is your favorite Christian song?
Oh. yeah, that's a good one. I have so many.
Name a few.
Well, I am a big fan of the Gospel Gangsters. I Can See Clearly Now. I don't know if you know them. Fred Hammond. Let me see.
Fred,
All of Commission song. There's No Weapon Formed Against Us Shall Prosper. The song Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Dark. That is who you are. That one, I really like that one.
Yeah.
It's a new one that just came out. That Elevation, Maverick City, they sing, and I can't remember the name of it, but it's a very blessed song. I think songs that really touch my spirit and draw tears to my eyes. Is what I'm drawn to more so now than, you know. Although, you know, I go to a church. It's like a Presbyterian church, but they have a lot of non-traditional ways. So, you know, I'm trying to navigate around the whole choir thing that they do, but it's not choir like we know it. It's like, you know, Catholic type singing, but they're doing better. Thank God they're doing better. They're bringing it more toward, you know, the youth and, you know, our generation, but I'll go with those, you know, I'll have to, introduce. I like Andy Mineo, who's a white Christian rapper. Bizzle, who's a rapper. Lecrae. Lecrae has some good stuff. But you know, that's where I'm at. I'll leave it like that.
All right.
I'm sorry to disappoint some of my older family members that I didn't say Mighty Clouds of Joy or, you know.
Oh.
You know, Oak Ridge Boys or something. I don't know.
I was waiting to hear this little light of mine.
Oh, yeah. Nah. Well, you know. sorry, Mom. You know, it's got to have a little funk and flavor to it for me to put it in my playlist, but, you know.
Oh, all right.
But all right. Nevertheless, it's God's blessings and God's words anyway. So.
Amen. Okay, so
yeah.
Let's go to your family. Now, you can go from any direction you want to go into, like from when you were young about your family or your family right now, but any direction you want to go in, tell us about your family.
Okay, in terms of my family, like marriage family or family as a whole?
Any direction you want to go in. Any direction you want to go in, and we have about 15 more minutes.
Well, you need to add another hour on it for me to go in that.
Right.
I don't know. Could you be more specific as to for the sake of time?
Let's go this way. Okay, we know you're married and you have
yes.
children and you have grandchildren.
Yes.
So let's yes. start there. Okay?
All right. Okay. Well, I have Tanisha, who's the oldest, Star, second oldest, and I have inherited Taylor from my current marriage, and Seven and Chris. I have five grandchildren, six. I forgot Savon, so we got Savon. I have six grandchildren, and yeah, that's it. They're great kids.
Wow.
Great grandkids. God is good.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah.
So what do you like most about being a father?
Just being able to be there for them. Because there are a lot of fathers that are not in their kids' lives. So I like the idea of being there for them through the good and the bad, being able to talk to them and help them and give them a good joke, a bad joke, or be able to correct them and be able to hear them and be there for them.
Amen.
That's it.
Yeah. Amen. So now, out of all of your children, two of them are still home. And that's
two of them are still
Seven.
Home, yeah. Seven
yeah.
and Christian. Yeah.
Okay. So let's focus on them. Christian just graduated from high school, right?
Yep.
Awesome.
Just graduated from high school, and so now he's at the stage where, you know, he's learning life and as a young man, and he's growing to be a man, and he's getting his job priorities and school priorities and his spiritual life in order, and he's working on that. And so is Seven. Seven is a diligent little soldier when it comes to God. She's definitely a prayer. And, you know, Seven is it.
Yeah. And that's both it. Of you, yeah. You and Seven birthday are the same day,
it's
and that's going to be next week coming up.
Yeah. Well, Seven, me, and my biological father share the same birthday. Yeah.
Wow. Three generations
now,
with the same birthday.
Three generations. Now,
wow.
I just want to say, because these are questions, you know, I think hopefully we'll get a chance to get to the discipline part and
okay,
and the and
you can jump right
yeah.
there.
Okay. Discipline of my children, Tanisha and Star were different. I used to, you know, I would spank them, but then after a while, because I didn't want them to have that idea of, and I didn't spank them. It was very rare that I would spank them. I would do weird mm-hmm. stuff, like, you know, I had this big doll, and I knew how to when it came to Tanisha and Star, I knew how to discipline Star, because Star was kind of scary. So I would take dolls and I would, big giant dolls, and I would throw it against the wall and say, I'm tired of this. And she would sit down and start crying. And I would go around the corner and kind of snicker, because I said, okay, I don't have to whoop her. Now, Tanisha, on the other hand, you know, I had to pop her like maybe once, maybe twice, but then I would send her in the room. And then I would make her read books. I would make her hold the books up. And then I said, I'm going to start making you read the books. Well, after a while, all of that stuff began to backfire on me, because Star became the jokester. So she would throw stuff against the wall and say, I'm tired of this. And I'd come running out, and she'd sit over and start laughing at me now. And then Tanisha She became a super reader and super smart. So, you know, but it worked. Now, Seven, fast forward to Seven and Chris, is just a different dynamic. She was like Star. She was very hands-off. You raised your voice at Seven, she would sit down and she wouldn't do anything. Chris, he's a boy. You know, I'd pop him in his butt once or twice, you know, but different kinds of kids, but God was good. They are great kids. So discipline wasn't too bad. I'd take his phone from him or tablet or something like that, and that kind of hurt his feelings, and he'd do what it takes to get it back. But that was about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Has the Lord given you a scripture regarding your children to pray for them?
You know what? I've actually given, I think, was it Proverbs 13? Yeah, I think it was Proverbs 13. I wish I would have looked that one up. But for a long time, we would play this Proverbs 13, I think, going to school with them every morning, you know, and,
okay.
But I generally speak over them, Matthew 6:33, because now they have so much more access than we had when we were younger. I just constantly tell them to seek God first. Every day I tell them, you know, pray before everything. There is nothing that you can do without Christ that's going to last if you don't put him in it. So I try to give them that bit of knowledge.
Amen. I was looking at Proverbs 13 and verse 1. It says, a wise son hears his father's instruction.
Yeah.
Good scripture.
So I try
good
to give
scripture.
Yeah, I try to give. We try to play that for them. You know, we keep. You know, regardless of what may go on or not go on, we keep God in the forefront of their minds. So at least, you know, they will know that there is a God in heaven.
Amen.
That they can walk with.
So do you ever like have a devotional time with your family?
Yes, we pray in the mornings, and then 9:30 at night, we all come together and we have a devotional time and we pray. And we also do some kind of cool, exciting things like watch Chosen together. That's our thing, that we watch Chosen together. But yes, we do.
Nice. Amen. So y'all get together and you pray in the morning,
yep,
and at night. That's beautiful. That's,
yeah,
beautiful. And then watch The Chosen. Did you guys make it through all of season 3, The Chosen?
Well, I think we're on the new season, but we do one or the other, only for the sake of time, because we all get up at, you know, anywhere from 5:30 to 6 o'clock, sometimes 6. Well, that's during school year. Now it's like 6:30, so we get up. So, you know, we want to make sure everybody can stay up long enough to do one or the other. So we mainly do the devotional. And then on the weekend,
okay,
if there's no events or anything, we'll do Chosen.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Good. And then it's almost time to close now. And I just wanted to tell everyone, for those of you who have just joined us, we've been talking to Pastor Don Anthony. He's been sharing with us about his life and then his children. Praise God. And we're getting ready to open up the lines in just a few moments. So you all can begin to get in the queue by pressing your number one key. And we're going to start off with Pastor Catherine and Pastor Mom, if she's awake. I don't know if she's awake. She has an appointment tomorrow. So, but I wanted to end with this. I have a couple of things that's on my mind. One's not on the page, but your children, have they received
Jesus? No,
Nah. Well, I want to say, what do you guys do to have fun together? But I wanted to ask, have they received Jesus as their Lord and,
yes,
Savior yet?
Yes.
Okay. Praise
Baptized
God.
Baptized and everything. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
That
okay.
actually their 1 year anniversary for being baptized was April of this year.
Hallelujah.
So they got baptized at the church that we attend now. So cool, because they were the only two out of all,
amen,
the people. And it's a couple of hundred people at the church, and everybody saw them, and you know, they liked them at the church, so it was a pretty good day.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
So now what do you guys do to have fun together? We'll end with that tonight. What's family fun?
Well, we used to play Monopoly or board games, but more specifically Monopoly. But I don't think that they kind of like me winning all the time. So they stopped. Unfortunately, every time I bring it up, they say, no, Daddy, no. No, no, we don't, you know.
It's just
so
gonna win.
We play Uno.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you know, they try, but, you know, it happens. You know, I don't know. We play Uno, or we'll go out to eat, or we'll watch a movie, But, you know, now that they're getting older, we should still try to keep cultivating that family time when Seven doesn't have an event or anything. But we pretty much are low key with each other. You know, we hang out, watch movies or play Uno.
Okay. Amen. Yeah, amen. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing and telling us things that you had never said before. We like that.
Yeah. And isn't that something that you got this recorded? So it's out there now. So it's okay.
And it's all good.
There,
amen. It's all good. So let's first we'll open the lines for Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine, and then we see area code 917. Welcome. I don't recognize your number, but welcome. You'll be after Pastor Mom, amen, and Pastor Catherine. So we're opening up the line. Pastor Mom, Pastor Catherine.
Yes.
Hi, Pastor.
Hey, Grandma. Hi, Grandma.
How you doing?
It's Don. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Were you listening, Mom?
Huh?
Did you hear Don talk?
Did I hear Don talk?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I hadn't talked from some.
Okay, good.
It's good to hear you.
It's good to hear you too, Grandma. All the time.
Yeah, I really hear you talk.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Well,
I love
every
you, Grandma.
Guest... Mom?
Uh-huh.
Still here? He said he loves you.
Yeah, I love them too.
Yeah,
amen.
Grandma. Mm-hmm.
Now, Pastor Don, everyone who comes on, pray for Pastor Mom. So pray for her, and then we'll hear from Pastor Catherine.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Pastor Mom, my grandmother, my lovely grandmother. Thank you for blessing her with the strength and the vigor and the power and just the spiritual might that you are instilling in her. Bless her heart, her mind, and her spirit. Bless her body, Lord God. Continue to do recreative miracles in every cell and organ of her body. Touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet and go deep down in her spirit, Lord God, and draw from the wells of healing, health, and wholeness your spirit and impart into her mind, Lord God, that she is loved and that she is healed. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for Pastor Mom, and we thank you that she is going to continue to serve and be the vessel that you have called her to be. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for it is done and for what you are doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. That's a good verse.
Thank you, Grandma.
You're welcome. Well, praise God. Well, hello, Pastor Don. This is your Aunt Catherine.
Hey, Aunt Cat.
I missed you today. I didn't hear from you today. But that's all right. I know you was busy. I just want to say congratulations to you and your son. What a blessing for you and your son to graduate the same year and almost, I guess, almost the same month, right?
Yes. I graduated on the 6th and he graduated on the 8th.
Yeah, what a blessing. That's such a blessing.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that you talked about was, you know, you said what you liked about being a father was just being there. And that is so important, just to be there, because fathers don't know. I mean, just the least little thing that they do for their children, they always remember. And I think many times they remember more things about their father than they do their mother. Sometimes I ask my son about, do you remember when you did such and such? He said, no, but everything his dad did for him, he remembered. So there's something that a dad has that they will always remember. So I thank God, and I thank God that you're in your children's lives, because we have so many men, and I'm not going to say so many, but there are men that they're not involved with their children. So I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you for just being there for your children. Praise God. And the other thing, which you know is my specialty, is that you pray with your children morning and night.
Yeah.
So thank you for that. And I know God is going to, God has great things for me and for you also. So may God bless you. May God bless you and continue to use you for his glory. He love you so much.
I love you too. Thank you. And I appreciate every word you spoke.
Amen. Thank you all. Have a blessed night.
Good night.
Amen. All right. Opening up the line for area code 917. Welcome.
Hello. This is Ashiel. I've spoken to you before. You probably don't remember me, but I have spoken to you as before. And
okay.
I just want to have if I can get a prayer, that'd be great.
Okay.
What's going on, my brother? What's going on, brother?
This week has been a tough week for me. You know, emotionally it's been very tough. But, you know, I just know that tomorrow is another day. So, you know. So,
okay.
I would love to have a prayer because I feel it's going to be very beneficial.
Okay.
Amen.
Go
right ahead.
Apostle, okay. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you for, what's your name, brother?
Ashiel, A-S-H-I-L.
Ashiel?
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we lift up Ashiel to you right now, Lord God. We just appreciate his faith, him stepping out, asking, and being a man of God to be able to ask for prayer, even in the time of his struggle this week. Lord God, you see, you know, you hear, and you're with him in Jesus' name. I ask you, Heavenly Father, that every situation that you have seen that's gone on in his life, that you are working it out right now in Jesus' name. Lord God, you take the pain away. Lord God, you take the stress away, the anxiety away. You take the sadness away from this young man in Jesus' name. And you lift him up, Lord God. Lift him up above it, Lord God. Show him the bigger picture of what he's going through, Lord God. Show him that you are the greater one in his life in Jesus' name. As he even goes and gets off of this call tonight, Lord God, you give him a sign that you are with him, that you give him peace, that you give him joy and comfort in his heart, Lord God. And I thank you and praise you. We bind any spirits that are not of you, spirits of death, destruction, mayhem, chaos, any kind of calamity, any spirits that sickness and disease that's trying to come into this young man's life, we bind it up at the root in Jesus' name. And we cast it out into the dry places. And we say, you get off of that young man right now in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, that this man will have a testimony the next time that he calls. And Lord God, touch him in his heart right now. Touch him in his mind. Touch him in his eyes and touch him in his ears, Lord God. Bless him to put the right things in his ears so that it can go in his heart and come out of his mouth in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And yes, I do remember you. Hallelujah. I do remember you, Ashil, from Congo, Africa, and you live in New York City right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Yes, I do remember you. Praise God. So thanks for calling in again.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Amen. Praise God. And, you know, even as we go, I just see the Lord just doing some things in your life and drawing you even closer to himself, things that he wants to tell you and some things that he wants you to know about him. Right now you have been set aside to be with the Lord, to spend time with him. It's not going to be like this always. He's going to give you someone to be with. Amen. So right now it may seem like a lonely, alone kind of time, but the Lord said, you be at peace. Be at peace. Let him be your companion for right now. And then he can send you an earthly companion. Amen.
Amen.
So we just continue to join with what Pastor Don prayed, wonderful prayer. And Lord, just keep him. Hallelujah. It makes me think of a song a young lady sang on our broadcast, and the words were, Lord, keep me close to your heart. I want to be close to your heart so that, and just keep me close to your heart and keep me safe as I'm close to your heart. Amen. So we just thank God that he's keeping you close to his heart. You are a man of God. You have a heart after the Lord. He's completing some things in you, and then he can put you together with someone else. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Good to hear from
you
again.
Thank you, Pastor Don. Thank you.
You're welcome, brother.
Amen, amen. Oh, all right. And have a blessed night, sir.
You too. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Amen. Hallelujah. Reverend Treva, opening up your line now.
Hi,
welcome, Reverend
God bless you. And thank you, Apostle Kissy and Pastor Don. I am so proud of you. I am your godmother, and I was listening to your wonderful testimony. I've known you for over 40, almost 45 years. you were about 18
years old. Well, I'm glad I was potty trained, because I would hate to have to hear you say you changed my diaper too.
You were 7 or 8 when I met you. I didn't know you in those years, but yes. In the Lord, you have grown, and I thank God for your parents that raised you right, and how God has kept you, and how God is using you, and the many talents he's bestowed upon you. And I'm just so happy. And congratulations again for graduating from college, you know.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say thank God for you and your testimony. And, you know, you're always in my prayers, and I'm always cheering
you
on. And God bless you and Veronica and your beautiful family. Love all of you.
We love you, too. Thank you.
Amen. Love you, Apostle Kizzy.
Amen.
Amen.
Love you, too, Eva. Praise God. Good to see you tonight and hear from you.
Good to see you, too. Good to hear from you all, too. Amen.
Amen. And from last night, the healing broadcast, how's your shoulder?
Amen. Oh, my back and my shoulder is doing well today. I haven't had a spasm today. And so I'm still just giving glory to God.
Amen. Look what the Lord has done.
Lord has done. That's right. Look what the Lord has done.
Yeah, I'll be over there tomorrow to toss the ball in the street with you then, since your arm is still in your back.
I'm old. I need to come out and play ball. Amen.
That's exercising your faith right there. You know, you throw that ball, you'll be all right. In Jesus' name.
Exactly. I need to exercise anyway. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Reverend Treva. God bless you.
You're very welcome, and God bless you, Harlan. Good night.
Good night. Okay, Minister Rachel, praise the Lord. We're going to get to you, Pastor Price. But Minister Rachel, opening up your line. Welcome, Minister Rachel.
Oh, hi, everyone. Hi, Pastor QB, my God, Mom, and hi, Pastor Dawn. Thanks for sharing the blessings that God has done through you, for you and your family, and just sharing them with us so we're able to hear it, how good God is. stay encouraged, and also may God just keep blessing you to be a light to other, you know, young men. You probably don't even know you're a mentor to many young men. They probably watch you, and God just, you know, touch their heart as they see you go forth with your family. So you keep doing what God tells you to do, because it's good to, you know, to be a good positive role model for the glory of God for another generation.
Amen.
I appreciate that. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Would you like prayer, Minister Rachel?
Yes. It's for strength.
Amen.
Okay.
It was like a feeling in my... I was feeling something in my stomach, and God told me to drink some ginger ale, but I feel a lot better now.
Okay.
Okay.
So you were going through something in your stomach. Now, and then, I'm going to also ask prayer for your children. She has 6 children and 1 grandchild.
Okay. God bless her.
And,
Amen.
And,
Amen.
You know, sometimes the children, maybe the boys, but especially the girls, they kind of miss their father, I think.
Yeah.
And, you know, pray for the children and their relationship with their father. I'm just going to stick that in there, Mr. Rachel.
Amen.
All right, Heavenly Father, we bring this sister. I've heard Minister Rachel on a number of shows that I've sat back and listened to, and her children are such dear children. Heavenly Father, you know, when we see children that can talk that good, we just want to spank their little legs because they are just too grown for everybody. But you have blessed those children to be lights for you, in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, you know in this situation what these children need, what Minister Rachel needs, and these children need the guidance and the spiritual guidance and the help, not only from their mother but their father. So, Lord, we're going to take it off of the children and put it on the fathers, Lord God, and or father. I don't know how many fathers, but we'll say father. And we pray that you right now, Lord God, we dispatch forth ministering angels right now to go toward their father, that he may come to know Christ right now, wherever he is, whatever he's doing, and however he's doing, Lord God. you've turned his mind, his body, and his spirit around towards you, Lord God, because if he loves you, he's going to love his children. He's going to be that influence and that light that you have called him to be for those children that he fathered with Minister Rachel, in Jesus' name. But in the process, Heavenly Father, we ask for peace and comfort in those children's lives, in their hearts and minds. Draw them closer and closer and closer to you so that they can be validated in you, so that they can be prepared and ready to receive their father with no bitterness, no animosity, no alt, no anger in their hearts, Lord God, and they would have a forgiving spirit, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that they would release our love and forgiveness toward their father or fathers in Jesus' name. We pray for Minister Rachel in Jesus' name, that pain, that sickness, that whatever it is trying to attach onto her stomach, we bind that spirit up at the root in Jesus' name. And Lord God, we ask you to lighten her load, Lord God. Take the pressure and the stress off of her life, off of her spirit, off of her mind, off of her thoughts in Jesus' name. Lighten her load, Lord God. Bless those children to be a blessing, not only to each other, but to their mother. And then when the father comes back, to be a blessing toward them. And we pray, Lord God, that if that brother has not received Christ, Lord God, if he doesn't know who you are, Lord God, touch him right now, Lord God. Anything that he's not doing that's not of you, Lord God, we pray that he has no peace until he comes to know you, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, and we stand on the word that it is done, that there will be a testimony, going to be a testimony, not only for the kids, but for Minister Rachel, Lord God. And give Minister Rachel a spring in her step. Give her a spring in her step, Lord God. Let her see and recognize that these attacks that are trying to harm her body or her kids is just what it is. It's an attack from the enemy to keep her discouraged, to keep her down, to keep her low. But Lord God, lift her up. As each and every time that those young children pray and they speak what God says, Lord God, give Minister Rachel the energy and the hope that you are there, that you are lifting her up in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God, that it is done right now. We give you the glory, praise, and honor that it is done right now, that she is healed, that those children are healed mentally, physically, and spiritually, and that their father is in their life, and their father is saved and sanctified and filled with the Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Rachel, for calling in. Your stomach feel any better?
Yes.
Did you say something?
Very well.
Okay. Amen. I didn't hear you the first time I clicked the button, the mute button by mistake. So thank you.
I was
praise.
Like, yes, I feel so much better.
Amen. Uh-oh, I might have to play our song.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And look what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. Everybody can feel that when we play the song. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glad that you feel much better, Minister Rachel. Have a blessed night. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, we had the the healing service last night, but God can heal anytime he wants to. Amen.
That's right.
And thank you for praying
Amen.
For her, Pastor Don. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. I'm looking at who has their number one key pressed. Anyone else, you can press your number one key. Right now, we're going to open a line for Pastor Bryce. Hallelujah. Welcome, Pastor Bryce. Thank you for being patient and waiting.
God bless you, Apostle. Aunt Joy wants to speak first, and then Amber, and then I'll come on, okay? We're all here together.
Amen.
You say great job. I hope you only talk. I want to say to my brother God, I truly thank God for you and for how great a father God has instilled in you with you. And I'm just so proud of who you are and what God has done in your life. And I love you so much.
Oh, I love you too. My sister Amber. I love you, baby.
They wanted to come and say something before I said something. I want to thank God for
you. I love you, Joy.
Oh, Joy, God said he loves you, Joy. She says she loves you, too. So we thank God for you tonight. You know, Apostle, as we were listening to Don tonight, since they came up, because as Don said, Lord willing, on this Tuesday, he'll be 64. Well, at the time when he was raised up and was growing up in the things of God, we didn't take a lot of notes and remember exact days and when certain things happened where he was concerned, and all of them, because Joy that was saying, Mama, she said, I don't remember my exact date. She said, I can remember some things, but I don't. And even by the time Amber came up, God had started having me do something special. He started having me to make, when a person received Jesus Christ, to make a certificate for them and laminate it so that it could
okay.
be where they could have it. And have it as a record of it. Now, I didn't do that with Don there. As long as he's been, and when he got up older, there are many times, like they said, he said, well, Mama, we almost gave our heart to the Lord almost every week, because every time he led in the prayer, he asked Jesus into their heart. This was over here discussing it. So he would pray the prayer of salvation along with you. And then we thought about that time when Joy, we don't even know what day that was, but I can remember you were there in St. Louis, Apostle, when Joy was little, and she wanted to see the Holy Spirit. Do you remember that?
She wanted to do what? You kind of muffled a little bit.
Huh? I'm muffled?
You hear me now?
Yeah.
Hear you better.
Yeah, better. Well, with Joy, she wanted to receive the baptism with the Holy Spirit when she was little. And I told her we ministered to her when we got home. And that's when we had that book that we had, and we ministered to her at that time. But I don't remember the day of it, when it happened. So that's why it's something that while I was listening to Don, I was thinking about that. I had just the Lord was putting in my heart, asking me, what is one of the desires that you would like to do, Helen? I said, you know, I love Vacation Bible School, Lord. And I said, Lord, I want to be able to do where when the person gives their heart and life to the Lord, to give them that laminated certificate so that they can always have it as a reference point of when that time came. Because like 50-some years ago or 60, I mean 40-some years ago, when Don gave his heart and life to the Lord, we knew it happened, even on the day that he got baptized with the precious Holy Spirit. The Lord had to go up in his room and minister to him. And he spoke at that time. Well, I don't remember the exact days when those happened. But I thank God for the walk that you have. What were you going to say, Don?
Well, Mom, I just did. There's something that just came to my remembrance, and I want to say this before this program is over and this program is recorded. I remember a time when we were at the Continental Plaza Hotel, and I was getting ordained. And a certain person was pouring oil on my head and then got a word from God to punch me in the stomach. Now, that has never happened in my whole life. So, you know, I just wonder, does somebody remember that moment that they
punch me in the stomach.
Was that me punching you or an apostle?
That was an apostle. That wasn't you.
That was me.
I asked a question.
And I remember pouring the oil on his bald head. And kind of remember punching you in the stomach. But I remember the oil more.
Yeah, I don't. I can't remember what the punch meant, but it meant something.
Right. Well, it made you tough and strong.
If you
can take it in the gut, in the spirit, you can take it in the gut, in the natural. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I can remember that arm came back far, though.
But there are some things that over the years, that when these things are happening, sometimes we don't have all the dates, and it would be good if we could know some of the definite dates. And sometimes, like with myself, I often wonder some of the times that God has allowed me to remember some of the definite dates of when certain things have happened in my life. And that's a blessing. But sometimes, especially like you said, when one man, when they're raised up in the Lord and they're raised up, you know, like where they, and that's what I was thinking about when me and the girls here, they would say, Mama, there's something I don't remember myself and remember all that happened. But nevertheless, I just wanted to come back with you, Don, and say I thank God for you. I know that you're a man of prayer. I know that you're yet endeavoring to be closer to the Lord and that God himself is the good work he's begun and you, he's completing it. I know you've been through many things in your life. And I also know and understand, and I give him glory for you being a good father, a good dad to your children, and to be able to walk before them. I thank God for that. And to be able to encourage their hearts to walk before the Lord. So I thank God for you. And then you've been an encouragement to me. I thank God for you being a good son to your mother. I thank God for you being one that will check up on your mom. And then when your dad, Joe, I know that Arthur is your biological father. But and you all were all born on the same day. And I thank God for your biological father, Arthur. And I also thank God for how Joe raised you from the time I think you were maybe about 4 or 5 years old. And he raised you you loved him like he was your own birth father, and he loved you too.
Yeah.
And I thank God that he set an example before you for you to be able to follow as you're doing with your children. And I thank God for you for that. And I honor God, the Lord, to train up a child in the way they should go. And you've done, I believe that you're doing your part where your children are concerned. You're keeping them in service. I know that every night as we talk, if we're around that time of 9:30, 10, Mom, I got to go pray with my family. Or we'll go in there. And then when the pandemic hit and you became Stephen Furtick, well, you've been Stephen Furtick all the time, and I thank God for that. And then we basically talk and pray almost every single day, and I thank God for that. Even though, you know, some people think when their children get to be 18 years old, that's it. We continue by the Spirit of God to continue to hold our families up in prayer, continue to intercede for them, and continue to pray as much as we can that they will continue to do all that God would have for them to do. So I thank God for tonight, Don. I thank God that especially because it's the fathers, the honoring fathers and hearing about the fathers, I've watched you, not just you, all of your brothers. I've looked at all of your brothers as some of the most best dads that I can ever see. I'm so grateful to God for that you and your other brothers are doing a ones that there's five of you all, and that you all are very good dads to your children. And I thank God for that. So I thank God for tonight, Apostle. I thank you for asking him to come. I know that things got a little shaky today, but I thank God for Don, for you being there. I love you. I thank God for you. And I thank God even for your prayers for your mom, because you know how to encourage my heart and to pray for me also, and I thank God for that. So I thank God for tonight, and again, I'm going to be still endeavoring to get to make good records, keep good records with the
new converts that God would give, and even give them, as I used to do, give them certificates and laminate it so that they'll have a record. Now, what were you saying, son? What were you saying?
No, I love you too, and I appreciate and just appreciate everything that you all do for me. I just thank you. That's all. Words can't express how good God is to me through you all.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you said that,
it gives me great hope that and to know that there are God-fearing, God-loving women out there in this world, young and mature, you know. So, you know, there's hope for my children, my son and my daughters to be strong in the Lord as well.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Now, Apostle, I got a shake, like you get one of those Holy Ghost shakes. And the Lord reminded me that I didn't say what he wanted me to say when I first got on, because I was letting Joy and Amber. When the young man, the man that was on, the shield man, the one that God prayed for, there was a word that the Lord had, just one word I heard. And that one word I heard was no weapon. That was his name Shield. Did you say Shield?
A shield.
A shield.
Yes. I heard one word from him, which is Isaiah 54, verse 17, that no weapon formed against him shall prosper. And every tongue that will rise against him in judgment, the Lord said, it is decreed and declared to be in the wrong, in Jesus' name. And that's what I heard. The Lord shook me to bring back that remembrance to say that. So, again, I love you, Don. I love your apostle and Pastor Mom and all of the precious saints in their respective places tonight. In Jesus' name. And I'm going back on mute. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You, Pastor Price. He has left the line. I was looking to see if he was still here, but he has left the line now. But I'm going to write that down. He'll be back. Amen.
Yeah.
So I'll write that down when I search for him again. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. I'm trying to type and continue on. Okay. That's everybody who has pressed their number one key. Thank you so much, Pastor Price, for coming on. Amen. And Joy, Minister Joy and Minister Amber, great to hear from all of you all tonight. So, Pastor Don, just kind of rest for a moment. We're going to get back with you in just a moment, kind of put you on mute for a moment. And we'll get back to you after we pray the prayer of salvation, talk about the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Then we'll come back to you for closing remarks and closing prayer. Praise God. It's been a wonderful, wonderful night. Amen. If you missed any of it, you haven't really missed it, you can go back. You can Google Get 'Em Radio, GITM Radio. And usually our last five broadcasts show up when you Google. And so just look for Wise Fathers, Pastor Don. Amen. And you'll be able to hear this broadcast in its entirety. Amen. So if you're listening tonight and you're not sure or you have even a shadow of a doubt of salvation, this is your moment. This is your time to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." So he doesn't want any of us to perish. And he loves the whole world, and he sees everything that we do, all of our thoughts, our intentions, our motives, our emotions. He knows all that, and he still loves us. Glory to God. Amen. And then in Romans 10:9, he tells us how to receive him as Lord and Savior. It says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. Very clear there. So at the beginning it says, if you confess with your mouth. Well, confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. And when you say it, when you confess, you are in agreement with the word of God. Hallelujah. That's what causes salvation to take place. When you speak out of your mouth in agreement with the word of God, then your confession is made unto salvation. Hallelujah. Amen. And so let's confess together. Pray this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me, and God raised you from the dead. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, and amen. And now we want to welcome you. You prayed that prayer with all your heart. We want to welcome you into the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are now a child of God, and heaven is truly your home. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. And now we want to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch them right now, each and every one of them who has prayed that prayer tonight or whenever they pray that prayer, touch them right now from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. Thank you, Jesus, for right now filling them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to talk right, power to even do right in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for it now, Lord, in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Hallelujah. Oh, and also power to pray in their own prayer language. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 And your prayer language, you may be in the shower praising God, and your prayer language will come up. You may be walking down the street thinking about the Lord, and your prayer language will come up. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And now we want to invite you to come and learn and grow with us. I mean, if you go to a Bible-based, Bible-believing church, you can learn and grow there as well. And that's what we do. We're a Bible-based, Bible-believing ministry, church and ministry, and we invite you to come learn and grow with us. God has designed this family of broadcasters, Get 'em, God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio, family of broadcasts to help us all learn and grow together. Amen. So to get with us or to connect with us, you would call area code 516-418-5699. That's 516-4199. And these are the days and the times of our broadcast, for our family of broadcast. On Sunday, every Sunday, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. Every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Now, this Sunday is Father's Day, and we have a guest speaker on this Father's Day, our very own Bishop Aaron McClary. So he's going to be with us on this Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Call all of the men in your family together and call in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. On Monday, thank you, Jesus. On Monday, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Nabarro. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. She digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. On Tuesdays, that's our prayer time. And we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Hallelujah. We have four volunteers who pray in tongues, and then we go into interpretation of tongues. It is no less than awesome. So meet us here. Praise God. Same phone number at Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Amen. On Wednesday, the second Wednesday and the fourth Wednesday of the month, we have services on those days. And the times are 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. So we just finished. It was the second Wednesday of the month. Yesterday, hallelujah, we just had our healing service. Our next healing service is going to be July. Oh, my goodness, July already. July the 12th. The second Wednesday in July is July 12th, and we'll be here 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. So set your cell phone alarms, mark your calendars, call your family, call your friends so that they can get healed. Amen. Hallelujah. And then on the fourth Wednesday of the month is our newest broadcast. And the name of it is Anointed Pandemic Babies. So God has highlighted these babies who are from age newborn to about 4 years old. He's doing something in them and through them. They are doing things that are far beyond their years. So come join us. We're praying for the babies. We're praying for their parents. So join us on Wednesday, June the 28th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Praise God. And then the edition of Get 'Em Radio. That's where we are right now with our Wise Fathers Month. We've heard from Pastor Don, just got blessed by him today. On next Thursday, we'll have another Wise Father. And the Thursday after that, we'll have yet another Wise Father. So join us. Join us. Hallelujah. And see what God is doing in these wise men of God. Hallelujah. So, Pastor Don, we're going to open up your line again. And I was trying to see if anyone else had pressed their number one key, and they have not. So, Pastor Don, give us closing remarks, and then close us out in prayer.
I just want to just let everybody know to just keep God first, pray for the fathers, that a lot of the fathers will recognize that they're wanted and needed as spiritual leaders and coverings for these kids and their wives and their families. And we just will continue to keep the family up in prayer and up and hold the family up, because, you know, the family is under attack. I'll just leave it at that. The family is under attack even more so than it has been in years prior. So I just, I just want to be able to encourage each and every person to seek God first, pray before everything, and God will listen and answer you.
Amen.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, pray us out then.
All right. Thank you. Oh, go ahead.
You know, Lord, if I was going to pray for you, we did pray for you earlier.
Oh, okay.
But I will be again. Lord God, we thank you for Pastor Don. We thank you for the grace that you've placed upon him. Hallelujah. And Lord God, thank you for enlarging his territory. That's what I'm seeing right now. Hallelujah. That the Lord is enlarging your territory in every area of your life. And so, Lord God, we give you praise and glory for what you're doing in Pastor Don's life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Oh, it's on me now?
Yes, you can close us out.
All right. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this time. Thank you for allowing this time to even be a minister and a witness to me, Heavenly Father. I thank you that you will continue to use Get 'Em Radio for your glory and your purpose and your plan, Lord God, that it would cause others to come to know Christ and Get 'Em would also reach far beyond where it is now to encourage others, to cause healing, health, and wholeness, to even produce disciples for you in Jesus' name. We thank you and praise you for it, Lord God. We thank you and praise you for Apostle, Lord God, for the work that she's putting in. Nothing is too small for her, Lord God. It's all big in Jesus' name. And I claim it and I speak that over Get 'Em and Apostle right now, and each and every person that comes along and helps her even on Praying in Tongues Tuesday, Lord God. Thank you for just growing the ministry beyond measure in Jesus' name. I thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for each and every person that listened and that will listen in Jesus' name. May they be healed, healthy, and whole, and come to know you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Love all of you all. Have a blessed rest of the night.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, don't. No?